This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Chiefs are going to Super Bowl 58.
5 + 8 = 13.
What?
13 is Taylor's favorite number. She is doing all of this.
Yeah, well, she has been to a lot of games. Says she's been to 12 so far.
Super Bowl will be number 13.
Yeah, and on the other side, a crazy comeback by the 49ers.
49. 4 + 9 = 13.
Right. Anyway, the Niners are a good team. They're a 1 seed.
What are the Chiefs?
A 3 seed.
1 seed. 3 seed. 13.
Okay, but isn't she going to be in Japan for the Super Bowl on, like, February 11th?
2-11.
Well, that's the day.
2 + 11 = 13.
Okay, but she can't possibly get there in time for the game.
A nonstop flight from Tokyo to Vegas.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
13 hours.
Okay, fine. I guess she could make it, but it's not 100%.
100.
Oh, boy.
100 minus 13 is 87, which is Taylor's boyfriend's jersey number.
Okay, but not everything is 13 related, right? Like, this game will be Travis Kelce's 22nd playoff game. Oh, no, I immediately regret saying
that. I don't know about you.
Yep.
I'm feeling 22.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. We don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, she plays Mary Magdalene on The Chosen, an exclusive sit-down with Elizabeth Tabish, plus sketch comedy from The Holderness, and Assignment S Weekend, and another spotlight moment from rapper Tom McDonald. And now, from Times Square, where the drunk girls walking down the sidewalk say to one another, "Oh my gosh, look how huge the moon is tonight." And her neighbor says, "Girlfriend, that's a street lamp. Here's the..."
David.
Yes?
How many times have I told... Don't bury the lead like
what,
that.
What I do?
The drunk girl was Nikki Haley.
Oh.
And the girl that helped her was her campaign manager.
All right.
Or that's what we... we actually, we don't have any proof of that at all. So, but don't bury the lead. Let's get to the news.
For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Tonight, as illegal Venezuelans bust themselves across America to the new territory of Mexifornia, the border continues to poll as the number one issue concerning American voters. Between drugs, crime, and the deteriorating quality of life, it has become the runaway issue that voters will be casting ballots on in 2024. In fact, it's gotten so deadly that extreme measures are now being taken. The newest strategy to send Dr. Phil to the border to try to talk migrants out of coming into the country, which might just work. Because if anything would keep you from wanting to come to America, it's being talked to by Dr. Phil. Results thus far are reportedly mixed. The judge in President Trump's January 6th case has halted the proceedings, scheduled to begin on March 4th, the day immediately prior to Super Tuesday. But the proceedings have been postponed indefinitely. Prosecutor Jack Smith, arguably the world's worst federal prosecutor, always loses before the Supreme Court, is reportedly curled up in a ball in his office at this moment, crying and job hunting. Multitasker. He's looking for work after being a federal prosecutor, which will probably come to an end when the next person gets elected, because he attempted to prosecute the next president of the United States. Simon Desk Weekend would wish him luck, but instead, we think we're going to have a sip of celebratory coffee in this bright new shiny coffee mug. Mmm. Mmm. February is Black History Month, and to celebrate, Target stores attempted to join the festivities. Sadly, it was short-lived when the magnet game that they had stocked included historical black characters like Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois. But they had to take it off the shelves because someone who teaches history actually noted that in the game, Booker and W.E.B. were labeled Snoop and Ben Shapiro. Target has apologized for the error. And finally, because I know you were all wanting to know, it has been confirmed. Taylor Swift will attend Super Bowl 58 against the 49ers as number 87 plays his 22nd playoff game in the presence of his bejeweled anti-hero mastermind girlfriend. Her private jet has secured parking for the 2-11 event, and it will be parked in Hangar 13. All right, I quit. That's it. No more. For Assignment Desk Weekend.
Today is January 739th. This month is 104 months long with no concept of time. How long ago was Christmas? Or was it 26 years ago? You forgot what all your presents were. You honestly don't know. Is it possible that in 1 month you got COVID twice? And you've been on this diet. You forgot tastes like, and you try January, and it isn't any fun at all, especially with Chase and Kelsey doing shots out of a bowling ball. Today is January, a 739th. You went for a walk at 5 p.m., which was 10 o'clock at night. The walk was only around the block, but it lasted 7 weeks. When you started the walk, you were 48, and now you are 63. You thought you were done with jackets, and so you put them all away. And then a wind chill came to town, and it lasted 1,000 days. Well, at least that's one more football game. We've got the Super Bowl. Probably seems like this song has lasted 40 weeks, but the actual runtime so far is about 1:53, 'cause we're in a timeless vortex, it's a winter purgatory, and you can't remember anything from 2023, there's nothing to look forward to, but maybe Valentine's Day, but that's in February, which is 82 years away. But this month is basically the same as dial-up internet. Why isn't it February? Yeah.
So serious.
Our hearts are so tender. All our emotions right at the surface. Laughter, tears, closer than ever.
Should we avoid dark places out of fear? Or should we be light to them? Night is coming, and I have limited time. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Let's not argue the sins of the past. We've got light to give.
This teacher from Nazareth is a sinner.
All of you,
This man is dangerous.
Oh, I am just getting started.
We will concentrate our efforts on preserving God's law. You really need to do something. Don't become infamous for overseeing the town where a revolution started.
You blind guys! Neglecting what is actually important of the law. Justice, mercy, faithfulness. Whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light. All I know is this man must be from God. I was blind. Now I see.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
And welcome to a special on-location piece of That Kevin Show. I'm That Kevin. It's nice to have you here. I am very, very pleased to be at the Quad Theater in Lower Manhattan in Greenwich Village because The Chosen Season 4 is about to break open, and that's kind of cool. My kids have been dying for this since Season 3 ended, so we're looking forward to a very exciting month of February where you can see the entire series in the theater. So go and see it, because you're not going to have a better screen to see it on. But one of those important characters that has not only been in the first three seasons of The Chosen so far, she was in The Chosen The Messengers and Chosen Holy Night. She's even done some non-Chosen stuff in the last year with Angel, and we loved her in The Shift as well. Elizabeth Tabish is back with us at That Kevin Show. Elizabeth, it is great to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're excited. It's about to roll out. You guys have been working on this. Yeah. For a while, and I think my TV show and radio show are kind of special because I've had more of you guys on the show than probably any other show in North America, and every one of them that have been by have said the story's getting more intense, but you've got to see it now more than ever because the production value and the quality and the acting and the work of the ensemble coming together is just unlike anything else. What's been your experience thus far?
I mean, the scope of season four is everything is getting bigger and also more dangerous. And filming season four, you know, we film in Texas and Utah, and there were so many group scenes, and there's so many unexpected events that occurred this season that to the group that kind of shock and stun us all. And so it became a very communal, very collective sort of grief session that we were all helping each other work through a lot of emotions on and off screen because a lot of it gets pretty heavy this season.
I was speaking with, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, but one of the disciples.
a lot of them.
Yes. And he was just effusive about the element of the family effect on set, that you guys have really become something more than just a collection of individuals.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like 5 or 6 years now for some of us from season one to now. Like, we've gone through, we had very humble beginnings. So there's a handful of us that were there at the very beginning that, you know, we were just trying this. We weren't sure if it was going to be successful or not. And so there's this nostalgia, I think, of like remembering we're halfway done. So we're remembering how it started and how it's just slowly grown. And we've added all these new characters and new actors, and they just keep, you know, the family keeps getting bigger. But we are, you know, doing very intense emotional work this season, and we know that what's coming, we know what the next few seasons are going to be, so there is this bonding that happens naturally, but then also just, you know, doing those scenes makes us closer as friends. Yeah. And then becoming closer friends influences our performances with each other, so it's just all coloring, you know, back and forth.
In the overall arc of The Chosen's existence so far, it has become, either because of a vacuum or just because of the destiny of what it was, it has become the gold standard for what people that are trying to tell biblical or even faith-based stories are measuring things by. And it's impacting the world of really family-friendly entertainment as well, big time. You're an example of that. You were part of The Shift this mm-hmm. last year, and that had an incredible impact as well. Mm-hmm. Streaming services, non-traditional media delivery, all of this, it's changing the landscape. Is this what you thought you were going to be doing?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't thinking. I had no idea what I was going to be doing, honestly. I thought maybe teaching or something. But this is all very incredible and surprising. I think from day one, the Chosen's done things in different ways. Even like the idea of making it available for free on the app is sort of unheard of in this industry, to make content completely free that's of this quality. And then, you know, even we just, there's a lot of things that have happened on the, you know, I don't know, in the cultural zeitgeist that most productions were shut down during COVID, right. But we filmed during COVID. During the SAG strike, we were the first to get the interim agreement because we were outside of the Hollywood system and the studio system, and the contracts we had were in agreement with what SAG was wanting. So it was very supportive.
You've definitively cut a path that kind of the way of the future for people.
Yeah. And then also, you know, putting a TV show in theaters is like very, it's all unheard of.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly got the interest that would create the demand for it. And then it moves to, which this month, for those of you watching, it will be season 4 in the theaters, and then it will be moving to the streaming services beyond that. I want to talk a little bit about the way people have responded to you in real life now that you've been playing Mary Magdalene in all these different episodes. And I don't want to leave out the Christmas specials, because I thought your part with Mary in The Messengers was really beyond just touching. It was really moving in many ways. But do people come to you on the street or when you're out in life and they say, you have no idea what the impact of what you're doing is making on me or my family right now? And what's the most like memorable story you've had along those lines?
I've gotten that at Chosen events. For the most part, I sort of anonymous in public. People don't usually come up to me. If they do, it's a very friendly, are you on this, you know, you look like the girl who plays Mary Magdalene. So it hasn't been a particularly like invasive thing. I still feel like I'm just a person, you know. But at events and places where we're all together as actors, we all get approached, and it's just been this overwhelming like sense of.
Has there been one that stood out?
Yeah, there's been stories from other people that have shared. There's a number of women who have shared stories about younger women who have gotten out of human trafficking, who have been introduced to the show and felt represented and seen because of the Mary character, because of Mary Magdalene and her storyline, and they feel seen. They feel, you know, like their story is represented in a really in a positive way, where there's a happy ending and there's a second chance and a new beginning. And that's all. Every time I hear stories like that, it makes me realize what a beautiful purpose this show has.
My viewers over the last 4 years and listeners on radio have combined efforts to help liberate about 4,300 enslaved individuals, mostly in Sudan, but working with a group called Christian Solidarity International that does it in 18 countries.
Stay with us. More with Elizabeth Tabish from The Chosen on That Kevin Show next.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with Joe Biden's memory. At Friday's daily briefing, White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
We just reject that this is true.
And I think that it does raise questions about the gratuitousness, and it raises, you know, makes you wonder why that's in there.
In other news, folks across the United States busy shopping for Super Bowl snacks, stuff to put on the grill, chip and dip, and plenty of beverages. And while the game is in play, there's been plenty of prep to keep everyone inside the stadium in Las Vegas safe. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our priority is the safety and security of everyone in attendance, and that is what we are focused upon.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
You have exercised some veto power over women's roles that you've been shown, and that it's not because of hubris or anything. You're really trying to get the experience represented. Talk to me about what that journey's like.
It really started when, my background's in theater. There are wonderful female characters in theater, really complex and interesting characters. And then when I moved to Austin and started doing a lot of commercial work in indie films, I kept kind of running into the same types of roles. And it was kind of one-dimensional. Girlfriends, or, you know, there was always this. I mean, at that time in my 20s, it was you know, asking for sex scenes or nudity, or they were supposed to be somehow sexualized. And at first you think, oh, you know, everyone's trying to get this role, so it must be something worth something. And you look at it and you're like, that's not what I want to do. That's not what the world needs. you know? And that's also not how women are. That's like this sort of male fantasy of women in cinema from the beginning of time has always been objectified. We've always been objectified. And there have been so many moments in the history of cinema that's been challenged and changed. But, you know, here I was in Austin in the industry as, you know, 2012, 2013, like it's still an issue that women are still being objectified. And so I was frustrated with it. I started making my own films, my own short films, about with female protagonists that were a little bit more in depth and honest and psychologically real and relatable.
It's kind of interesting because that is certainly like one end of the gamut, but on the other end, there's almost this attempt to sometimes make women become men.
Yes.
And there's nothing in the middle of where real life is.
Strong, heroic woman, which is pretty much just a male character, but played by a female.
Right.
Absolutely. There's something missing in terms of like what the actual female experience. But I feel like that's because we need more chances as directors and writers.
Okay.
We need to represent ourselves, and we don't always get a chance to do that.
Yeah.
I think that is changing, which is wonderful. But when I read the script for The Chosen, when I read that first episode for Mary Magdalene, I thought, this team, like, understands something about the female experience.
Yeah.
And even just showing that Mary had been assaulted and dealing with PTSD from that and trauma from that was very brave.
And it's Dallas's style to also collaborate and to work and to have feedback and to
I've never had any issues strengthen. With the writing on this show for Mary. I've always really appreciated the way they wrote her, so I've never like fought back on anything. I always have been grateful for the way they've written the female characters on this show.
There's a lot of them.
There are, and they're all very different, and they're all very realistic and relatable. Other projects I have kind of fought for, like, she needs to be a subject, not an object. She needs to have her own desires and her own goals.
She is a person, after all. She has her own thoughts.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your next project. Because I hear...
You know there's a next project?
Armenia and Azerbaijan,
with
what CSI is doing in human slavery, they were also waving the flag for Nagorno-Karabakh, which just fell to the Azerbaijanis about 2 months ago. And a genocide, basically, was committed against the Armenians that still live there. And it's one of the most ancient Christian holy sites in the Middle East, and we couldn't get we spent a lot of airtime on it. We couldn't get a lot of people to pay attention to it, and I felt bad about that. But you're going to tell a story that's kind of related to that.
Yeah, it's the project's called Beyond Borders, and it is a real life story about a couple who are alive, and I think living in in the States. They moved here from. So their home was Azerbaijan, and this Armenian couple with their two daughters, and things escalate in the 80s, the violence and the danger in their Armenian neighborhood. So they move to Russia, to Volgograd, and then they meet a wonderful Christian missionary couple who invite them to visit America to share their story. And we see this transformation as my character, Violeta Petrosian, becomes Christian and kind of lets go of this identity as a atheist and communist and realizing like what Jesus was really teaching of the, you know, loving your enemies and turning the other cheek. And then we find they find this hope and new beginning in America. And so it's this beautiful story of immigration to America and how this church completely changed their life.
Wow, what better timing for such a story to be told to. Elizabeth Tabish, congratulations on all your success. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I hope so. Tom McDonald is yet going to end tonight's show with a really, really heartfelt tune. I'd never heard of this guy. I know that I'm kind of out of it. If it weren't for my lovely bride, I'd have no concept of pop culture whatsoever. And so you have to understand that assignment desk weekends, all the Taylor Swift jokes, all that stuff, it's because I've got people around me that keep me in the loop on that stuff, because I would literally not know anything. I did not know Tom McDonald or any of his story prior to he and Ben Shapiro recording that song that you saw last hour. I'll just tell you, I'm impressed with this young man because it seems like he's had a hard life and he is in the midst of coming back from it in a big way. But he's got a song called Stronger Version that we're going to end with just before we're done tonight. So do not miss the final music spotlight. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, if you really do like the merch, We got a ton of it. And I'm excited about this. That Kevin show, you got the hoodie, and this is the boss man black hoodie. The lovely bride was wearing the white one yesterday. We just got our first versions of these, but we got hoodies, we got the coffee mugs, we got all kinds of stuff. We got those stickers. You know the stickers that you put on the Stanleys, the Stanley drink mugs. We got the stickers, and those are really inexpensive. In fact, let's light up my email right now. You want? I'm going to give a coffee mug away tonight. Lovely white coffee mug with the That Kevin Show logo neatly printed on it. I'm going to give it to the seventh person to email me right now. KMC. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. If you're emailer number seven, you get the coffee mug this week. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. We've got, I got a couple of other things I want to make sure you know about too. I've been telling you about this report called The Secret War on Cash. My very, very good sponsors over at Swiss America are making this available at no cost to you whatsoever tonight. The Secret War on Cash. This is the expanded edition. When I worked my way through this report, and I thought I already knew kind of what the government was doing by way of its, you know, desire to pick on us, for lack of a better term, monitor our transactions, see where every dollar that we have and where it goes and what it does. They're snooping on us. They don't want us to use cash. They want everything electronically traceable, and they want to be able to, at any given time, turn off your account. Well, if they're going to wage war on our ability to fund ourselves, then I would say we need to look at very specific options on how we prevent that. And that's what they'll go into, what the war on cash is doing to your money, the secret war on cash. It's the expanded edition. You can get this tonight. You just go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow. SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow, and you'll get the same report I'm holding in my hand right now. Now, if you want the mug, be the seventh person to email me at thatkevinshow@gmail.com right now. This beautiful mug can be yours, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Now, lastly, you know, last week there was a lot of discussion of a certain pop star and the fact that she had had some very unflattering AI pictures circulated of her onto the interwebs. And on Assignment Desk Weekend, we poked a little fun at that, talking about how, you know, artificial intelligence and AI design and all that stuff was coming about. I had no idea at the time that what we were talking about were AI depictions of Taylor Swift being sexually assaulted after a football game. And I just want to make this statement about this. There are a lot of weirdos in the conservative movement the last few weeks that have been hypercritical of Taylor Swift for things that I'm not familiar with. People have been going after her, saying that she's endorsed President Joe Biden in the election cycle, and she hasn't. She endorsed President Biden in the last election cycle, but she has not said a single word about this election cycle yet, and I don't know that she's going to. I think when you're someone that's as concerned with your brand as she is, and she has a very wide appeal to a lot of people across the globe, I don't think she's going to be eager to damage that by going out there and saying, oh, I'm getting behind this guy for president. Now, she might. And if she does, it's still her right to do so, and it's her fans' rights to make the decision to go where they want to go with their vote anyway. However, I want to correct the record and say she has not done that. She has also not spoken out politically in this election cycle on issues. She's not taken a side on many of the biggest things that we have out there. But for some reason, the idiots in the conservative movement that just are jealous of Taylor Swift, I think. I think it's just pure jealousy. They decided to get on their high horse and try to make something of this. Just because she's popular, just because she's dating a tight end, just because she's going to beat the Super Bowl and has her own private jet to fly in. I really do think it boils down to that. I think if you're a frustrated organizer of, you know, a conservative group, and you didn't make the billions that she did, and you would like to someday, I can see where you might be a little bit frustrated with that. But having said that, what was done to her with the AI depictions of inserting her face and body into depictions of being sexually assaulted, that is unforgivable. I don't care what kind of anger or difference you have with someone, that is beyond the pale. And it's something that's going to become more common. Let me just put it this way. I'm aware of someone who in their personal life has had this thing visit them, and it is not nice. So I'm on this track because I just saw this story from Candace Cameron, who said she has no intention of using AI for filmmaking in the years to come, and we probably shouldn't be. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
You're not.
Tom McDonald next.
Be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies.
ladies and gentlemen, once again, Tom McDonald.
A couple hundred thousand cigarette butts. A million beers or maybe more. Ooh. A couple dozen times I mess things up. But I'm moving on from before. Ooh. People don't like me for things I forgot. But I can't pretend to be someone I'm not. I've been sober, I've been wasted. I spent most of my life in between. I've been sorry, been mistaken. I've been nothing but how God made me. And I ain't gonna hate myself no more. Maybe I ain't perfect, but I'm putting that work in. Version. A couple hundred thousand bills swallowed. A million tears or maybe more. Oh. A couple dozen pretty hearts I broke. But that isn't me anymore. Oh. People don't like me for things I forgot. But I can't pretend to be someone I'm not. I've been sober. Spend most of my life in between. I've been sorry, been mistaken. I've been nothing but how God made me. And I ain't gonna hate myself no more. Maybe I ain't perfect, but I'm putting that work in. I ain't gonna break down like before. And baby, I'm hurting, but I'm a stronger version. Lord, I hit the ditch, walked right off the edge. I got knocked down and got up again. Oh, I tried to live more like my friends. I can't be nothing but just what I am. And I've been sober, I've been wasted. I spent most of my life in between. I've been sorry, been mistaken. I can't be nothing but how God made me. And I ain't gonna hate myself no more. Maybe I ain't perfect, but I'm putting that work in. I ain't gonna break down like before. And maybe I'm hurting, but I'm a stronger version.
Tom McDonald and his big hit, Stronger Version. What a night. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Ben Shapiro, Tom McDonald, Hilton Beckham, Elizabeth Tavish for the sit-down, and Hillel Neuer. We appreciate all of you. Friends, Kevin McCullough asking you to come back, be with us every single weekend right here for That Kevin Show. Also, please don't forget brand new merchandise at thatkevinstore.com. And everything that I make, every piece of editorial, audio, video, everything, thatkevinshow.com. Follow me on social media as well. Have a great weekend. We will see you next time.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.